us.
And now, deep from an underground fortress from an undisclosed location, from Long Island, New York, Miana Gone Wild.
Still crazy, but crazy in a positive way.
Miana Gone Wild. A program like no other.
We can tell him the truth and it hurts.
Zeal empowered by knowledge. Miana Gone Wild. Miana Gone Wild with your host, Michael Miano, defender of truth.
Same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world.
Destroying the strongholds of bondage and setting the captives free. From the Power and Preterism Network, here is Michael Miano.
Well, obviously, I'm very grateful to Larry Siegel for that great introduction. So now that you know who I am, I can bring us right in on the details that I have set before us today. It is not only Testimony Tuesday, but it is also Giving Tuesday. So I have a couple things I'd like to share with you. The first thing is Testimony Tuesday. This morning, as I regularly share with you, I went through my time hop and I found this quote from John Calvin that I'd like to share with you in regards to election. I'm going ahead and pulling it up at this point. Here we go. All this being admitted, it will be beyond dispute that free will does not enable any man to perform good works unless he is assisted by grace. Indeed, the special grace which the elect alone receive through regeneration. And obviously that highlights sovereign grace. Also highlights the total depravity of man, wherein we are completely dead and nothing within ourselves, which seems to be the point of the scriptures. That's why I like that he said, all this being admitted. The point of the scriptures, when you read, especially where we've been here at the Blue Point Bible Church, journeying through the wilderness period, God so graciously covenanted with these people. He brings them out of Egypt. He does mighty works in their midst to bless them and help them prosper. And yet they continue to go back to idols. They continue to lean upon their own understanding, grumbling and complaining against the things of God. And what that seems to reveal, in my estimation, what the rebukes of the prophets continually reveal is that what, dare I say this, what the law and the prophets reveal, because that's what the Apostle Paul said his gospel is based upon in Acts chapter 24 and 26, what that seems to reveal is that man is incapable of turning to God on his own, maintaining righteousness in his midst. So he needs something else. He needs something greater, a special grace, the Holy Spirit that causes the elect to turn toward God. That's why there's some that do, some that don't. The same information is all before us. We've all been blessed with a thinking mind. And if we have not, that transcends our understanding on how God relates to those people. I have made known in many different discussions and debates that I am not comfortable with saying what I believe would happen to people that cannot think, whether they're mentally retarded or their brain has gone into a coma. What I think of those that are immature, what I think of those that might be aborted, that never had the ability to have a fully developed mind or even to develop a mind, for that matter, toward the things of God. What about them? Where do they go? I don't make that my business. I believe that falls into the category of Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord, or even Romans chapter 10 or 11. I think it's 11:33, the verse I'm thinking of specifically, that there's certain things, the love and the height of God, the height and the depth of God's love transcends our understanding. And I'm comfortable with that. And I pray that you are as well. So that's kind of our Testimony Tuesday. I'm grateful that God worked mightily in my life and in the lives of others that have shared with us here at the Blue Point Bible Church. More recently, we've been celebrating Christ's birth in us as we move closer to December 25th, wherein we have, as Christians, have highlighted the celebration of Jesus Christ's birth. But we've been celebrating it every Sunday here at the church, if not every day in our own lives, but every Sunday corporately here at the church by sharing our testimonies. And it's been a beautiful thing. Brother Edward and Sister Lisa have shared their testimony. We're looking forward to Elder Steve and I forget who else had signed up on the list. There's a couple others that are continuing to sign up. I think Sister Meredith had said she was willing to share her testimony. And it's just going to be a God-glorifying experience. And those are actually uploading to our podcast. If you go to Google and you just put in Blue Point Bible Church Podcast, one thing you could do to help yourself is put in Buzzsprout, Buzzsprout. And the first link that pops up, a Buzzsprout link, you can click on that and it'll bring you to our podcast site for our church services. We usually have a song shared by Sister Meredith. Then Pastor Steve will offer up a responsive reading from the Psalms and an exhortation. And then I share our sermon. So I do encourage you again to go ahead and visit that. So Giving Tuesday is a day that has been highlighted here in the United States as an opportunity to support different organizations and nonprofits that you feel you want to bless this Giving Tuesday, especially as we move away from a week of indulgence and we move toward times of giving as we move closer to Christmas. So here at the church, we would love to invite your donation, of course. I also have Miano Gone Wild as an apologetics ministry that you could support and the Power of Preterism. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to simply visit mianogonewild.wordpress.com and make a donation for the Power of Preterism in the Blue Point Bible Church. The money will automatically go to the Blue Point Bible Church, and they support the Power of Preterism's efforts. However, if you'd like to make a donation to Miano Gone Wild and the Ministry of Books, and maybe you want to buy a book, I would tell you to go over to wickedthingsexplained.wordpress.com and make a copy, get a copy of Wicked, one of my most recent published book. I'm excited. In 2020, I'm planning to publish two books. One, namely, in regards to preterism, Tell Everyone You Know That Jesus Is Not Coming. And then I'm looking to publish a book, a commentary on the books of Kings, to 1st and 2nd Kings, with modern application. So I do encourage you to look forward to those releases, probably later into the year as we move closer to March and May. We also have our designated date for our conference. Our theme is still being worked out. However, our date is May 15th through the 17th, 2020, here at the Blue Point Bible Church. We're still working out what guests we're going to invite, but those of you that have followed our ministry know that every year we have the opportunity to invite some of the greatest speakers that are found within the preterist movement. And we've invited people outside of the preterist movement because we believe that Christianity transcends the truth and power of preterism, although it's something that we hope the body of Christ will continually be reformed to. So many reasons for you to give to the Blue Point Bible Church. We exemplify a thinking faith. We are very active in our community in regards to saturating our community with gospel resources, as well as community engagement, doing, I'm an active member of our community civic here in Blue Point. Our deacon is the civic president. And we also, we've advocated, we've welcomed different campaigns and different things for whether it's social causes or even political causes, just for the sake of the saints being edified and being allowed to think through these things so that we would be able to walk worthy of 1 Thessalonians 5, examine everything carefully, prove everything, hold fast to that which is good and abstain from that which is wicked. So again, please visit those websites that I've already mentioned to make a donation. That would be greatly appreciated. Of course, you could also just simply write a check and send it to the Blue Point Bible Church at 5 Maple Street, Blue Point, New York, 11715. We thank you ahead of time for your donation and for your gift for the glory of God. With that, I want to bring us into our time of common prayer. Today being December 3rd, there is no highlighted exhortation at the beginning of our common prayer. So what I'd like to do, being that we have not done common prayer in the month of December yet, is take us back to reflect upon the marks of the month. Every month they usually have a highlight of the marks of new monasticism and what needs to be developed in our world for the glory of God. And what I'd like to do is take us through this month's mark, which is locating our lives in the abandoned places of the empire. Everything in our society teaches us to move away from suffering, to move out of neighborhoods where there is high crime, to move away from people who don't look like us. But the gospel calls us to something altogether different. We are to laugh at fear, to lean into suffering, to open ourselves to the stranger. Advent is a season when we remember how Jesus put on flesh and moved into the neighborhood. God getting born in a barn reminds us that God shows up in the most forsaken corners of the earth. Movements throughout church history have gone to the desert, to the slums, to the most difficult places on earth to follow Jesus. For some of us, that means remaining in difficult neighborhoods that we were born in, even though many folks will think we're crazy for not moving out. For others, it means returning to difficult neighborhoods after heading off to college or a job training or acquiring skills, choosing to bring those skills back to where we came from to help restore the broken streets. And for others, it may mean relocating our lives from places of so-called privilege to an abandoned place to offer our gifts for God's kingdom. Wherever we come from, Jesus teaches us that good can happen where we are, even if real estate agents and politicians aren't interested in our neighborhoods. Jesus comes from Nazareth, a town from which folks said nothing good could come. He knew suffering from the moment he entered the world as a baby refugee born in the middle of a genocide. Jesus knew poverty and pain until he was tortured and executed on a cross, a Roman cross. This is the Jesus we are called to follow. With his coming, we learn the most dangerous places for Christians to be is in comfort and safety, detached from the suffering of others. Places that are physically safe can be spiritually deadly. One of the best stories of the community in the United States comes from the backwoods of Georgia. In the 1940s, long before the civil rights movement had begun to question the racial divisions in the South, white folks and black folks came together to start Koinonia Farm, a demonstration plot for the kingdom of God, as they called it. Koinonia survived attacks from the Ku Klux Klan in the 1950s and 60s, tilling the soil and sowing seeds for God's movement in the least likely of places. Suggested readings for the month would be The Sayings of the Desert Mothers and Fathers, Jesus and the Disinherited by Howard Thurman, and The Beloved Community by Charles Marsh. That's, of course, if you're following my designation of this common prayer, which is a liturgy for ordinary radicals, published by Zondervan and written by Shane Claiborne, Jonathan Wilson Hardgrove, and Enuma Okoro. So we're in the season of Advent. How beautiful is that? Something awesome to reflect upon. Here at the Blue Point Bible Church, I've been preaching about essentials in the Christian faith and mementos. What it is we're starting the book of Deuteronomy. And here we know that Moses is ready to pass away, and he is enabling and encouraging and readying the next generation that is going to move into the promised land. They're not going to know what their ancestors did traveling through the wilderness for 40 years. They're moving into the promised land. Their situation is going to be very different. Figure, the Israelites wandering through the wilderness, yeah, they grumbled, they complained, they suffered plagues, they had diseases, they had famine, they seen so many miracles go before them, they had to continue traveling and moving forward and having faith in God. That's one of the consistent themes that we're going to see as they move into the land that is going to be seen through the people. Their call to have faith. But the situation is going to be very different, because now, picture this, Joshua and Caleb lead these people into the land, and they begin to have to fight. And they did fight in the wilderness. However, now they're fighting everybody in the land, and there's constant idolatry around them, and then there's loss, right? They lose battles. God allows them to lose to test their faith, to challenge them. And yet, what do? They wander into the idolatry of the people of the land. They do the same thing their ancestors did. But what we get to see is a story of God's continued grace. And that's something that here at the Blue Point Bible Church we've been focusing on is an essential, is understanding the faith. Understanding the essentials of the Christian faith and what you would tell the next generation as they're moving into a whole new situation, a whole new story. Again, this should sound very similar to us. So this past Sunday, I preached about mementos because, again, it's the month of December. It's the Christmas season. It's the Advent season. And Sunday had started the season of Advent that is celebrated by the Catholic Church. And I believe that it's important to have mementos like that, to remember things. Israel had many. They had the stones they put across the Jordan to remember that God had brought them safely through there, that he was their strength. They had the staff of Moses, which represented that God was their rest. They had the you know, they had sort of the Sabbath, which again wasn't a physical thing, but it demonstrated God's rest, that they should rest in Him, that they should trust in Him. There was just so many things. I had shared a heart rock because of God's love. I found this heart rock that I carried from my hike on Saturday, and honestly, just looking at the heart rock reminds me of God as a creator, His love for creation, and how miracles can come out of the things that He creates. Even the rocks that we walk upon through the wilderness, and that we have to burden ourselves to carry as we walk through. So, you know, but again, God can be demonstrated through that rock. When you look at the heart and you understand, you know, that God has allowed these things, God has created these things. I know Sister Vicky always reminds me, stop saying the word allow. It's ordained by God. It's not allowed by God. Amen. And she sees that sovereignty and that providence of God, that things don't happen by accident. There's no coincidence. It's a move of God. It's a demonstration of God. So I appreciate that. So all those things said, I want to bring us in on our common prayer. I just kind of wanted to give us a lot to reflect upon this season. I guess that's our summation this morning. There's so much to reflect upon. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Psalm 18, verses 3 through 7 read, I will call upon the Lord, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The breakers of death rolled over me, and the torrents of oblivion made me afraid. The cords of hell entangled me, and the snares of death were set up for me. I called upon the Lord in my distress, and cried out to God for my help. He heard my voice from His dwelling, heavenly dwelling. My cry of anguish came to His ears. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Justin the Martyr wrote in the 2nd century, He called Abraham and commanded him to go from the country where he was living. With this call he has roused us all. And now we have renounced all the things of the world, even unto death. I guess my covering prayer this morning for us is going to be that we would allow this season to shape us, that we would think through the essentials of the faith, that we would allow God to stir up mementos that remind us of those things that glorify Him, those things that represent Him, and that we would increase in them. That we would increase in the rest of God. We would increase in the love of God. We would increase in understanding the things that God has done. We would increase in, you know, the presence of God being manifest through us. We would increase in our love for the brethren. We would be molded by this season. May that be our prayer. Amen. Let's lift that up in prayer, and then we will go right into some of the rest of the details that I have set before us this morning. Mighty God, Lord, we thank you for mementos, Lord, that you put things before us to remind us of you. We thank you for the privilege of knowing you, Lord, that we know it's a spiritual work that you have done in our heart, that we would be spiritually discerned to be able to know and see you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the many blessings you provide. We continue to thank you for friends and family as we move out of the Thanksgiving season, Lord, and move into a season of giving. Stir things within us, Lord, to challenge us to build ourselves up for the glory of your kingdom. May we continue to exhort and challenge one another. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so I began to think, what did I want to talk to us about this morning? And I'm excited. I'm going to Fort Myers in Cape Coral this weekend for the 2019 Southeast Regional Founders Conference. The theme this year is Law and Gospel. And this is what their introduction had said. Is the law of God binding on believers? Are Christians freed from the Ten Commandments? What is the relationship between Moses and Christ? Since the time of the Protestant Reformation, evangelicals have emphasized the importance of a right understanding of the relationship between the law and the gospel. This emphasis is still needed today. Tragically, the law of God has been neglected by many, and some churches even promote a gospel of lawlessness. While antinomianism is proclaimed by some, others preach the law with no mention of the grace of God. falling into legalism. Founders Ministries has been teaching a confessionally reformed and biblical view of the law and the gospel since 1983, and by God's grace, will continue to do so. The need in the churches of God is as great now as it has ever been. And then they offer, we hope you will join us this December as we explore the importance of the law and the gospel in the life of the believer. Well, amen. Dr. Don K. Preston has written books, Torah to Telos, highlighting the law and the goal. We see a lot of that about that in the book of Ephesians. I'm going to be doing some preaching this upcoming week as well. So that conference is December 5th to the 7th. That's Thursday to Saturday. Also, by the grace of God and by the help of the brethren, I have been able to secure some speaking opportunities while I'm there. So this is, of course, my invitation to you to join us. I'll be posting a little bit more about it on social media, on all the different platforms, Miano Gone Wild, The Power of Preterism, the Blue Point Bible Church, and my personal Facebook page, as well as many of the preterist groups, to encourage others to join with us at these different engagements. So on Thursday night at 6:30, they're going to have a Bible study that they regularly have there in Fort Myers, and they've been going through the book of Galatians. And these brethren that have been led by Daniel Rogers, Brother Daniel Rogers, also pastors in Arcadia at the Church of Christ there in Arcadia. Again, I'm going to be looking up and posting all the details later today. He meets with this group in Fort Myers, and they've been studying through Galatians. So now that I've been invited to come and speak and lead their study this coming Thursday, that is Thursday, December 5th, at 6:30, I'm going to be teaching Galatians, Remember the Days of Amos. And I'll be highlighting allusions to Amos found in Galatians chapter 4. And I do encourage you to go ahead and visit us. I imagine it will be a very encouraging message for those that are there, and I look forward to sharing. Then, on Sunday morning, I'll be preaching at the Church of Christ in Arcadia that Daniel Rogers preaches at. And there I've been invited to teach the Bible study, which I believe starts at 9:30, and then again, I'm going to be posting all of these details. I'm just speaking them off the top of my mind right now. Then I'll be leading the service as well, preaching during the service. So during the Bible study, what I'm going to be sharing upon is God's continued grace, grace upon grace that is revealed through the Scriptures. And we're going to look at John chapter 1, Matthew chapter 5, ultimately some of the truths from Torah to Telos by Dr. Don K. Preston. And we're going to understand what the grace and truth of God that was revealed through Jesus Christ exactly is. And of course, we're going to look at some of these other understandings that were mentioned by founders. For example, antinomianism, supersessionism, theonomy being another one that I've written about and talked about that I've had some many issues with. And the goal of me going to that conference, by the way, just to back up a bit, is to ask good questions. I understand that the conference will probably not be full preterist related, nor do I believe it's our requirement to constantly be asserting and inserting full preterism into everything that we do, but instead to be believers that ask good questions. Here at the Blue Point Bible Church, yes, we're preterist, but we pride ourselves on being a thinking faith. We pride ourselves on many of our understandings coming from that Spirit's work in us, propelling us to think through the things of God, so that we would be reasonable men and women for the glory of God. Again, we see the unreasonable are those that are spoken against in Scripture. So we want to move as far away from that as we can. I like that Brother Holger Neubauer always mentions wicked and unreasonable men, the unstable and unreasonable. And they're the ones that, the wicked and unstable, I believe is what the Apostle Peter says, which could be also be unreasonable. And these are those that would be destroyed by the wrath of God. So of course we want to move as far away from that as we can. So we're going to be talking through many of these details on that Sunday morning at that Bible study, because I'll ultimately be concluding my time spent at the Law and the Gospel Conference with founders. Then in the sermon, what I'm hoping to preach through is Christ's birth in us. Again, we know this as the hope of glory. I believe that's the book of Colossians that highlights that. However, what I'm going to be doing is speaking about continuing what we're doing here at the Blue Point Bible Church, celebrating our testimonies as Christ has been birthed in us. And We'll be talking through, you know, incarnation theology, and ultimately, what does Christ's birth in us look like? How can we continue to grow in that identity for the glory of God? What is God doing? And what did God do? So I look forward to sharing those messages with you. I imagine many will be encouraged. I will be recording them, so they will be offered up for podcasting listening. So kind of just looking through my notes, you know, what I'd like to do, being that I did not bring us into any scripture this morning, is take us into John chapter 1 and just read to us. Again, we're talking about Advent. We're talking about Christmas, Christ coming into the world. So I think it's important for us to just kind of look through the book of John. We're not going to do much looking through this morning. We're just going to kind of read and talk about John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him not anything was made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And that light shines into darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, and to enter, and to even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spoke. For he that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this was the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" And he confessed and denied, and he said, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah? And he said, "No, I am not. Are you that prophet?" And he said, "No." And they said to him, "Who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What say you of yourself?" And he said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said, "Why do you baptize then, if you be not Christ, nor Elijah, neither the prophet?" John said to them, "I baptize you with water, but there stands among you one whom you know not. He it is, whose coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Berbera, Betharba, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. So I'm going to stop there. This is, you know, our initial introduction to Jesus Christ as he began his ministry among John the Baptist. And we see that John the Baptist testifies that he is the light, he is the life, he is the Messiah, the Christ, that was awaited for, that will bring light into this world. That's what we celebrate through the Christmas season, is that light came into this world. Grace upon grace was revealed to us. God's grace was revealed through the Old Covenant, for sure. But a grace upon grace, grace and truth, a true grace, if you will, has been now revealed to the people of God through Jesus Christ. Not a grace based upon our efforts, but a grace revealed upon his efforts, to which he has given us power so that we might become the children of God. It all comes from his work, as we talked about there with that quote from John Calvin. All of these things said, man cannot do it. It's a special grace, a true grace that has allowed us to become the children of God. I look forward to kind of sharing through these things. I imagine it'll all be done for the glory of God. Actually, even as I'm speaking, I'm looking for other notes that I had. I just really look forward to sharing some of these messages. So I trust you will be encouraged as you listen to the podcast, or if you join us for any of those efforts, do look forward to those things a little bit later on. So tomorrow there will be no podcast. Thursday there will be no podcast. And obviously I'm going to have a lot to say about my experiences when I come back on next Tuesday. So look forward to next Tuesday's podcast of Life with MGW, and that's where we will pick up. And then obviously what we're going to start doing is talking about 2020, start doing some planning. I do have a couple studies that I have mentioned to you a couple times on these podcasts that I want to go through. So please look forward to that. I will be sure to be going through them. One I've mentioned is Acts chapter 8 with William Bell. Want to kind of go through that and examine that text. I have a study through the book of Romans with Ryan Cataldo that we kind of dropped off, but we're going to pick back up and eventually share with everybody. Studying through Corinthians with Tim Catchum, co-author of The Permanent Revolution with Alan Hirsch, a great resource regarding the missional church, and a couple other studies that I've been working on. Obviously, interviews with Lloyd Dell and Stephen Hawkdahl that I have yet to have, that I've wanted to have, and Donald, forgetting his name off the top of my head right now, but we're going to talk through some of his resources. Brother named Donald, we'll just say. So, you know, look forward to some of this stuff as we close out the year and as we move into 2020, and obviously all of this will be lifted up for the glory of God. So before I leave you, I want to just share our daily reflection for highly effective people, and then we're going to conclude with the Our Father and our closing benediction, obviously leaving you excited to either attend or to listen to the messages that I will be preaching later this week. Our basic nature is to act and not be acted upon, as well as enabling us to choose our response to particular circumstances. This empowers us to create circumstances. Interesting reflection as we close out on a show that I talked about the sovereign grace of God, because that's highlighting the things that we can, that are in our power to make decisions of. So we do need to act in the areas that we can. We are required for the glory of God to do that. But then there's certain things we cannot do by our own ability. I cannot go to the top of a building and say I want to fly. It's not in my nature to be able to do that. And what we also believe is that it's not in our nature to approach God, that God must do something to allow us to approach Him, the miraculous work of God through the Holy Spirit. And that's what we believe happens in a believer, that special grace that John Calvin had highlighted. So again, daily reflections for highly effective people. In the areas that you can act, you must, because that allows you to create the circumstances that need to be created in your life for your edification and ultimately for the glory of God. Let's conclude with the fulfilled Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom has come, your will has been done, on earth as it is in heaven. You've given us our daily bread and forgiven us of our trespasses, as we've forgiven those who trespass against us. And Lord, you've led us not into temptation, but have delivered us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hound us, Lord, with affection and conviction until we renounce all lesser things to follow you. Help us to see that in giving up the fool's gold of the world, we open ourselves to heavenly treasure that lasts forever. Amen. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders that he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to listen to this podcast. I'm going to conclude with a reminder regarding Giving Tuesday. Visit mianogonewild.wordpress.com or wickedthingsexplained.wordpress.com to make a donation or a purchase. And I look forward to sharing more with you next Tuesday. Go in peace, saints.
Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Mm-hmm. thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see, and all I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Hey. And great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, every morning new mercies I see, and all I have needed thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord.